Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Lou Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly today. Good to be with you on a Friday. Thank you for tuning in. So a lot of discussion about Vice President Kamala Harris's appearance on CNN last night, and everybody is sorting through what she said and how she said it, and if she changed her ways or changed her mind or changed her values or changed her positions and all of that. And I'll leave that to the CNN folks. What is going on beside that, I think, is a much bigger story. I really do. The one thing that Americans cannot stand in politics is a phony. So you may have heard that Vice President Kamala Harris claims that when she was a student, she worked at McDonald's. She's talked about it a lot. It's on, or was, on her campaign website. It's on her bio. She's been talking about how she worked at McDonald's, and it was a summer. Well, it's never clear. She's never clear. You can never get a straight answer from these people. But, you know, she drops it as a way to paint a picture of a humble background, just like you, out of work, during college, McDonald's, flipping hamburgers, right? Well, some people have been trying to find the McDonald's and find people that worked with her and maybe find the manager at the time. That would not be a bad idea, just to kind of find out a little bit more about her. We don't know anything about her. We don't know where she stands on any issues. She does not have a record of being this fierce prosecutor that she talks about. And as senator, she did nothing. And as vice president, she did nothing. And now she's the Democrat nominee for president of the United States. And all we know is what she says. And when you press on what she says, she seems to get upset. So as of today, this just happened. Because people have been asking about the McDonald's story. Wait, did you work your way through college at Howard working at McDonald's? You supplemented. Yeah. Okay. You worked and helped pay some. No, then she said it was a summer job. And there's no mention of McDonald's on her DA application. She never mentioned it before she started running for president, only because she mentions it a lot. It's not in any of her two memoirs. And it wasn't on her bio. So people have been asking about it. And now, as of today, are you ready for this? The Kamala Harris campaign has stopped referencing her job at McDonald's. They won't respond to any more media questions about the location of the McDonald's store or the dates of employment. They've taken it off the campaign website. Her PAC has taken off references to working at McDonald's. Her campaign PAC, that stands for Political Action Committee. That's a separate checking account to raise money for the campaign. They used to have on there that, quote, Vice President Harris is the daughter of a hardworking mother and worked at McDonald's to put herself through college. That has now been removed from the Harris for President PAC website. According to Politico, She said that she worked at McDonald's to help pay her way through college. So help pay the way through college is different than put herself through college on the McDonald's salary. And on the campaign trail, she referenced that she took the McDonald's job as, quote, a summer job just to earn a bit more spending money before her first job, like after graduation. So there's three different McDonald's stories. One, she used McDonald's to pay for the entire tuition and room and board, and then to help defer college expenses. And then the third story, she took the summer job at McDonald's after graduating college. But then she didn't put that as her last place of employment on the application to the district attorney's office in San Francisco, which for security purposes you have to do. Like, you have to reference your last employment, even if it was just McDonald's. Here she is. This is at a campaign rally in California where she's rallying for minimum wage increases.
I worked at McDonald's. I was a student when I was working at McDonald's. There was not a family relying on me to pay the rent.
Yeah, so there it is. I was a student while working at McDonald's, which violates at least one of the three stories from the three different websites. Because one says she took it as a summer job after college. Here she is on the Drew Barrymore show.
I did fries, and then I did the cashier.
And Kamala didn't even start talking about cooking fries until she decided to run for president.
Yeah. So I remember when I heard that, I thought, like, you know, like when your ears go up for a second, figuratively anyway, like you notice something and it just kind of tucks into the back of your mind. I heard her say that, and I remember at the time, that doesn't sound right to me. And I'll explain. Hit it again.
I did fries, and then I did the cashier.
So, apparently, unlike Vice President Kamala Harris, I actually did work in fast food. Now, I did not work at McDonald's. I worked at Burger King. But we both serve fries. Now, I don't know how they do it at McDonald's, and if you worked at McDonald's or work at McDonald's, I'm going to tap you for some nomenclature direction here. But I can tell you this. At Burger King, nobody works fries. And I remember hearing her say that. It just stuck out in my head.
I did fries.
Like, that's not the way it works. At Burger King, you do Whoppers. Or you do burgers, or you do what we call specialty sandwiches. That's all the things that they are constantly coming up with, the chicken sandwiches and the Italian chicken sandwich and or Asian chicken sandwich, right? That's called specialty sandwiches. But effectively, that's all there is at Burger King is hamburgers, cheeseburgers, Whoppers, and Whoppers with cheese. The Whopper Jr. is just a hamburger made up like a Whopper. Now you know all the secrets. That's right. There's only two size hamburgers. And then all the specialty stuff. Then the fries are just on their own. Like, there isn't a person that stands there and watches French fries cook in oil. There'd be nothing to do. The way it works is you take the fries are frozen. You take a 5-pound bag of fries. You drop them in this thing called a fry basket, which is a rectangular basket. And then you press a button on a computer, it automatically lowers into the hot oil. And then when the timer's, that beeping you hear at McDonald's and Burger King, that's the fries. The fries automatically come up like almost like a little elevator out of the fryer. And then, when somebody has a minute, they grab the basket and they dump it in that great big half circle bin of French fries. And fries are scooped up to order. So when somebody orders a hamburger and fries, the hamburger's prepared, and then you go and you scoop the fries and you put it in the bag and you have a nice day. So there is nobody that does fries. That's why it's so strange.
I did fries.
You don't, no, nobody does fries. So now it's becoming clearer and clearer that she is phony baloney. And it's this could be the... this could be the thing that does her in. It may, whether her lying about being the border czar, her lying about this or lying about that, she may be able to get away with on CNN with Dana Bash, but Americans don't like a phony. And it's becoming clearer and clearer because so many of us have worked in that industry. And we don't like it. 877-377-4373 is the telephone number. If you've worked at McDonald's and can confirm for me that nobody actually does fries for their shift, I'd like to hear from you. 877-377-4373. Lou Penrose, sitting in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Lou Penrose, sitting in for Jesse. 877-377-4373. Good to have you along with us. A poll out shows that 53% of Americans believe Kamala Harris is insincere, that she's placating to the public and merely telling folks what they want to hear. Two-thirds believe that she does not believe what she actually says. Isn't that incredible? She's getting a lot of heat over this McDonald's thing, and this is the kind of thing in politics that will sink the ship. You can get away with a lot of whoppers, to use a Burger King term, but Americans don't like a phony. And now it turns out that there's zero evidence. Reporters are just on top of her. When did you work at McDonald's? Which McDonald's did you work at? Who was your manager? What are the dates? So the I did fries thing is really causing a lot of problems for Kamala Harris. Let's go to your calls. John is in Denver. John, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not in Denver. I'm in Florida. You want the John from Florida or Denver?
I want the John. I want the John in Denver because, hang on, you know what? Let's put both Johns on. Let's go to Stacy in New Jersey. Stacy, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show. Stacy used to work at McDonald's, so this is perfect.
Yes, I did. I worked at McDonald's in 1976, and it was a really very busy McDonald's, and there was a fry station. And I know because I had tons of fry burns. And you would just be dumping the fries and scooping them up.
Okay. So you're telling me that the fries station could have been a job that Kamala Harris did if she was at a very busy McDonald's.
Every day you walked in, you were assigned a different station. And you could be a shake station, a fry station, the lobby, the cashier, the fish fillets, the burgers. Because it was so busy that you had to keep tons of fries in small and large, always up on the thing, so the cashier could just grab them when they were filling the orders.
Stacy, what city was this in?
Station.
What city was this in?
This was in Hackensack, New Jersey.
Hackensack, New Jersey. All right, Stacy, I appreciate the call. All right, we're piecing together here a story because the Harris people won't take any more questions about McDonald's. They refuse. They have what's the phrase they're using here? The campaign has stopped referencing the alleged job at McDonald's, won't respond to media questions about the location of the McDonald's that she worked at, nor will they respond to the dates of her employment at McDonald's. McDonald's does not appear in either of her two memoirs or on her bio as attorney general. But she has started talking about McDonald's since the campaign. She said that the campaign references her humble background. Her daughter was a cancer researcher, and her father was a tenured professor at Stanford. But she references a humbled background. Vice President Harris is the daughter of a working mother and worked at McDonald's to put herself through college, according to the campaign. That's been scrubbed. And then in August, she told Politico that she worked at McDonald's to pay her way through college. And then aides have changed that to say that she really took a summer job after college. 877-377-4373 as we try and piece this all together. Let's go to Susan in Michigan. Susan, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi. I really hate to agree with Stacy, but I also worked at McDonald's. It was a corporate store. Some of them were franchises, but I worked at several, actually, stores in the Ann Arbor, Saline, Michigan area when I was, I think I was 15 or 16 years old. So anyway, I worked there for about 4 years, different restaurants, worked my way up, but there definitely was, at all the stores that I worked at, shake stations, fry stations. I mean, we were busy, and so I really don't want to call in and say you're wrong, but it really was a thing.
Susan, I appreciate the call. No, I do. What do you make of? All right, well, let me just ask you: do you believe she worked at McDonald's? She's not copping to which McDonald's and the dates of the McDonald's. 877-377-4373. Well, look, this is all good intel. I am here to tell you that there is no fry person at Burger King, and our fries are hot. So I guess we just multitask a lot better at the home of the Whopper. I don't. You know, now I've got to go inside of McDonald's. I can't imagine. I can't remember the last time I walked inside a McDonald's. I'm always through drive-thru. Like, do they even have the inside of McDonald's anymore? Since COVID, I haven't been in a Starbucks. It was illegal in California to go inside a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Starbucks. I don't know what it was like where you lived, but I don't know the last time I stepped inside a restaurant because I'm just a bit acculturated now to not even attempt it. But now I've got to look because you're right. The fries are on the cashier side of the equation. At least that's where they are at Burger King. And so the person taking the order at the cash register is usually the one that turns around, scoops up the small fry, grabs the Whopper with cheese or the Big Mac, puts it in the bag, and boom, you're out the door. So I never seen a fry person at a McDonald's. I've never seen a fry person. And I know there is no fry person at a Burger King. And we were busy. We were a busy Burger King. For those of you listening on WOR in New York, I worked at the Burger King on Long Island. And you go to a Burger King on Long Island on a hot summer Saturday. And let me tell you, drive-thru was wrapped around and the lobby was filled with people. It was a busy Burger King. And there was nobody, the person that did the fries was the same person making your hamburger or your Whopper with cheese, and the fries were hot. Luke Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly on the Jesse Kelly Show.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. in my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did fries, and then I did the cashier.
And Kamala didn't even start talking about cooking fries until she decided to run for president. There was no mention of McDonald's in both of her memoirs, and so far, all reporters looking into it have found no evidence.
The Jesse Kelly Show, Lou Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly, 877-377-4373. If you want to get in on this, the McDonald's story is the one that's going to cause her problems if this isn't 100% accurate, because Americans don't like a phony. The Kamala Harris campaign has stopped referring to her job at McDonald's, won't respond to media questions about the location of the store and the dates of her employment. The McDonald's story is a new one. It didn't come up in her two memoirs and was never on any application. 877-377-4373. I just think it's fascinating the lie that actually trips up a politician. Right? She probably thought she could get away with saying anything. And while she has told some whoppers, this one, because that's interesting. I don't know that we've had a presidential candidate that ever worked service work, like fast food. So that's a unique story. So why wouldn't a human interest story reporter follow up and find her coworkers at the McDonald's, and no one can find any evidence of it? All right, let's go to Paul in Oregon. Paul, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Yes. Hi there.
Hey.
Two things. I'm an old guy. I started at McDonald's when I was in high school in the 1960s. And at that time, we had to make our own fries. We became a station. But then in the 1970s, McDonald's went to the automated system that you describe at the Whopper. So they didn't have any station. But more important is, I think we're missing a bigger picture. I had to work my way through college, and I tried to do it by working at McDonald's, but they pay minimum wage, and you can only work 20 or maybe 30 hours because they didn't want to pay benefits. You can't survive at McDonald's to pay for school, especially California tuition. So I really question if she even worked there at all to support herself.
Yeah, Paul, I appreciate the call. You bring up a good point. This is from the campaign website. It's now been scrubbed. Vice President Harris is the daughter of a working mother and worked at a McDonald's to put herself through college. That's an embellishment, I think. I think Paul's onto something. Right, I remember that. They wouldn't schedule. You didn't work an 8-hour day. I mean, you would work a couple of hours. You couldn't work 40 hours a week if you were a student. You would work the dinner shift or the lunch shift, depending on your college classes, and then they would put you on an 8-hour shift on a weekend. So there's no way she put herself through college. So that's a little bit of an embellishment. But they changed it, and they said that she helped pay for her college expenses. But then they found another video where she said that she took it as a summer job. So there's no way you could just work 2 months in the summer and pay for college. Good call there, Paul. 877-377-4373. You're not the first or the second or the third person whose mind was blown when I told everybody that a Whopper Jr. is just a hamburger. Why was that such a mind-blowing revelation? I don't want to give it away. I know it's magical to go to these stores and look at that menu and say, wow, look at all those choices. But they're all just variations on the same one or two things back there. Yeah, a Whopper Jr. is just a hamburger. It's not like a separate thing. It's a hamburger, and then they dress it like they would a Whopper. And that's it. No hocus pocus whatsoever. Robert is in Virginia. Robert, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey, like you, I used to work at Burger King, and I was the fry guy at Burger King. And the reason you had to stand at the station to keep the fries going was because you were also responsible for the chicken sandwiches and the fish sandwiches. So we had a manned post at the fry station. But talking to all my buddies who worked at McDonald's, they would say, well, the fry station was always set up next to the drive-thru window, and the bagger for the window watched the fry machine, which also faced the sandwich station. So the assistant sandwich maker and the bagger for the window would watch over the fry station. And that was between Burger King and McDonald's as far as working the fry. So I did it the summer of 88 when I was in high school. And I figure she's a couple years older than me. So, you know, if she worked at McDonald's, maybe she was a bagger who watched the fries. Not defending her, but that's how it was in the 80s when I worked at Burger King and would hang out with my friends from McDonald's.
All right, Robert, I appreciate the call. You may be onto something. We may be on the cusp of a technological breakthrough. Because you're right. When I worked at Burger King, the fries automatically went down, as did the chicken. By the way, another little secret, the hash browns go in the same oil that your chicken sandwiches go in, as do your fish fillet. Yeah, it's not complicated back there. But nevertheless, right, before the technology allowed the computer to drop the fries on their own and the timer would lift the fries out, maybe she worked at an antiquated McDonald's. That would be an interesting twist if she worked for a Yes. Why did they take it off the website then? And why won't they answer any more questions about it? And why is asking about this story some kind of a right wing attempt to throw her off the subject? That's what I love. It's not enough that they took it off the website and are no longer referring to it. They're mad at media for insisting on asking questions about the location of the McDonald's. Yeah, right. Why do they no longer want to talk about it? That's all I want to talk about now. 877-377-4373. Let us go to, Pat in Washington. Pat, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, Lou. I think it's her commoner attempt at stolen valor, like her vice president. She's trying to endear herself to the commoners that had to work at McDonald's to get herself through school.
Yeah, Pat, I appreciate the call. I think that's exactly right. And that is the unkindest cut of all. Like, that's phony baloney. Nobody likes that. And if you get that stink on you, there's no way of you washing it off. There's nothing worse than a phony. And it can be this simple. But you're right. It is stolen valor. Because there's a sense, those of us that have done that level of work, right? We there's a sense of accomplishment. If you did a couple of summers at a Burger King or did a couple of semesters at a McDonald's after school or Hardee's or Wendy's or Jack in the Box, whatever it is, you worked with the public. You had to work fast. Your boss was probably an ogre, or he was the most inspiring person you've ever met. And your friends probably made fun of you. But you got a real sense of how to work with the public and a tremendous sense of responsibility. And at the time, I was making more money than my mother. I was making pretty good money. I mean, I don't know what minimum wage was then, but I remember my paychecks were like $172 every 2 weeks. And $172 to like a high school kid in the 80s, that was decent money. I bought my own Atari games. I didn't have to wait for Christmas. I didn't have to wait for my birthday. I just took my money and went down to the store and bought the latest Pac-Man or Asteroids with my own money, and it was mine. Thank you, Burger King. Luke Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show.
What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Luke Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly. Good to be with you on a Friday as we head into a holiday weekend. I am looking forward to this one. It's been a long time. It feels like it's been quite a while. August is the only month out of the year where there isn't at least one three-day weekend within the month. So we're overdue. 877-377-4373. Talking about Kamala Harris's campaign, they have scrubbed from the campaign website references to her job at McDonald's because a lot of reporters are asking questions like, where was the McDonald's? And when did you work at McDonald's? Because there's some confusion. Did you work throughout your 4 years of university or just in the summer? We're all interested. Inquiring minds want to know. Let's go to Chuck in Wisconsin. Chuck, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Yes, I worked at McDonald's for a little over 2 years. And yes, there is definitely a fry station, and I did work at it. But the thing about McDonald's is, and the reason I doubt that she worked there, is all the employees are trained on all the different positions, working at the till, cooking behind the grill, cleaning the dining area. I guess you name it. It's McDonald's. People call in sick. There's no shows, so there's a need for you to know every job, not just one. Cooking French fries, and I also kind of find it unusual that there's not one former employee or manager that has gone public and said, yes, I remember her. I worked with her. She was a very nice person. So I don't think she worked at McDonald's.
Chuck, I appreciate the call. I agree with you. It's funny, when I thought about talking about this today, and this was before the news came out that the campaign was no longer referencing and no longer taking media questions about the location of the store and the dates. And when I heard that, I'm like, oh, we're definitely talking about this. We're absolutely talking about this because that means she's a phony. But before I had heard that update, I reached out on Facebook to a former coworker of mine at Burger King. Like, I believe it or not, I am still at least Facebook friends. I mean, not like we're best friends. We go out to dinner all the time, but I know people to this day. And trust me, if I was running for president of the United States, you'd be able to find people that many people that worked with me at Burger King. And so I'm beginning to think that she didn't work there very long, which that is an embellishment. I think that she could probably get away with. Like, wait. Because what do you mean? You only work fries? That's the only, you never, ever, ever put together a Big Mac, not once, yet the McDonald's career funded your college education? That seems unlikely. And if she's never gotten past fries, I don't know that she's really capable of learning how to be president of the United States. So there's a couple of pieces missing from the story. Jim is in Pennsylvania. Jim, you're on the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey, man, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, I got a pretty serious conspiracy theory.
I love it.
There's a movie from the 80s called Coming to America.
Yep.
Where Louis Anderson is washing lettuce, and his goal was to move up to fries. So, guys, stop checking with McDonald's and call McDowell's.
Call McDowell's on Queens Boulevard. Jim, I appreciate the call. I love it. Yes, McDowell's. That's where you start with rinsing the lettuce and you move up to fries. She jumped right over. If she worked at McDowell's, she would have at least accomplished the lettuce rinsing and moved up to fries like Louis Anderson. There you go. Oh, my goodness. See, well-traveled audience on the Jesse Kelly Show. 877-377-4373. We will continue to follow this down because I think that this campaign clearly now has parked its car in a parking spot of problems. They have believability problems, because this isn't the first time, the second time, or the third time that Vice President Harris and now her running mate, Tim Walz, have had problems explaining what they meant accurately. What did he say about carrying weapons in war? He said that his wife told him that he uses grammar incorrectly. What does that mean? So that's a problem. And it's not going to go away just because you demand that the press stop asking that question. And the governor of Minnesota's got a lot of problems with respect to accuracy and dates. And I suspect if Kamala Harris is fast and loose with the truth about, you know, the McDonald's thing, then there's probably a lot more that she's not getting, that she's not being straight about. And as I said, at the end of the day, Americans loathe a phony. And that's what it's starting to sound like. At least with respect to the McDonald's story. I'm sure there's a lot more that goes into, well, look, I mean, look at the way the camp, what was the campaign website characterization that she was raised by a single mom? Yeah, Vice President Harris, daughter of a working mother. Right. She was a college professor and a cancer researcher at a major university, and her father was a tenured professor at Stanford. I mean, these are working people, no question about it. Being a professor is certainly not a nothing job, but you're not broke. That's for sure. My son is a sophomore in high school, and so I've peaked at what tuition is at Stanford. So I can only imagine if her father was a tenured professor at Stanford in the Department of Economics, and he was a Marxist at that, but nevertheless, he's still a professor. He was pulling down some decent change, and with two working professors at major universities, she probably did not need to work at McDonald's. So I'm thinking that she may have just thrown that in there just for the little bit of fun. What do you know about that? All right, good stuff. We got more to get to as we continue along on the Jesse Kelly Show. Lou Penrose sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.